Now we're ready to start. Speaker A. This romantic little ice rink appears every year in the Hermitage Gardens. Being small, it has an especially cozy atmosphere. It is especially wonderful to come here after dark when there are fairy lights in the trees and different colored illuminations light up the ring. Its modest size doesn't prevent it from being popular with celebrities, so don't be surprised if you spot the odd celebrity there. Happily, when you get too cold, there is also a nice little cafe where you can get hot tea or coffee. Speaker B.
This ice show is based on the Hans Christian Andersen fairy tale The Snow Queen. The fairy tale seems just right for the ice show. The ice musical features beautiful costumes, skilled ice stars, and wonderful music. This show has various unique elements, including an acrobatic team that does flips and tricks on skates. A classic tale of good against evil takes place in the icy and snowy northern reaches of Lapland. It is the perfect story to be adapted for ice. The show will definitely melt your heart.
Speaker C. It can be called the king of all outdoor rings in Moscow as it is situated in its heart in the middle of Red Square. A new skating session begins every 2 hours. It's signaled by the chimes of Spasskaya Tower. The quality of the ice is so good, in fact, that hockey players and professional figure skaters are also no strangers to the ring. It is one of the most expensive skating rinks in Moscow, but you won't find a better location. If you want the best, be ready to pay more. Speaker D.
Deep in Gorky Park, you will find Moscow's biggest outdoor skating rink. It is one of the most affordable rinks in the city. There is space for everyone, although if you are a fan of smooth ice and professional skating, you should think twice before coming here. By the end of the day, the quality of ice becomes pretty poor. The rink is only resurfaced at night. Rental is usually on the cheap side, and you only need to pay for entrance to the park to get access to the ice.
Speaker E. Skating enthusiasts are spoiled for choice at Skolniki, a picturesque park in the northeast of the city. The best thing is that it has the longest operating hours, from 10 a.m. till midnight. This year, the rink has a rock and roll theme, meaning visitors can enjoy special zones where you can perfect your dance moves on the ice and inexplicable objects like a 2-meter-high guitar. If you're cold, you're offered a pair of heat-generating valenki, the traditional Russian winter footwear, to warm up cold feet after a winter walk. Speaker F.
The Chistyy Prudy Pond is an ice rink too, with 2 skating zones for children and adults and 1 for hockey. It's free to skate here, and the atmosphere is quiet, very different from the popular central tourist rinks. It is a naturally frozen open-air skating rink which starts functioning when the winter cold sets in and operates around the clock depending on the weather conditions. If you get cold or hungry, you can visit one of the numerous cozy cafes and restaurants located nearby.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the texts again. Speaker A. This romantic little ice rink appears every year in the Hermitage Gardens. Being small, it has an especially cozy atmosphere. It is especially wonderful to come here after dark when there are fairy lights in the trees and different colored illuminations light up the ring. Its modest size doesn't prevent it from being popular with celebrities, so don't be surprised if you spot the odd celebrity there. Happily, when you get too cold, there is also a nice little cafe where you can get hot tea or coffee. Speaker B.
This ice show is based on the Hans Christian Andersen fairy tale The Snow Queen. The fairy tale seems just right for the ice show. The ice musical features beautiful costumes, skilled ice stars, and wonderful music. This show has various unique elements, including an acrobatic team that does flips and tricks on skates. A classic tale of good against evil takes place in the icy and snowy northern reaches of Lapland. It is the perfect story to be adapted for ice. The show will definitely melt your heart.
Speaker C. It can be called the king of all outdoor rinks in Moscow as it is situated in its heart in the middle of Red Square. A new skating session begins every 2 hours. It's signaled by the chimes of Spasskaya Tower. The quality of the ice is so good, in fact, that hockey players and professional figure skaters are also no strangers to the ring. It is one of the most expensive skating rinks in Moscow, but you won't find a better location. If you want the best, be ready to pay more. Speaker D.
Deep in Gorky Park, you will find Moscow's biggest outdoor skating rink. It is one of the most affordable rinks in the city. There is space for everyone, although if you are a fan of smooth ice and professional skating, you should think twice before coming here. By the end of the day, the quality of ice becomes pretty poor. The rink is only resurfaced at night. Rental is usually on the cheap side, and you only need to pay for entrance to the park to get access to the ice.
Speaker E. Skating enthusiasts are spoiled for choice at Skolniki, a picturesque park in the northeast of the city. The best thing is that it has the longest operating hours, from 10 a.m. till midnight. This year, the rink has a rock and roll theme, meaning visitors can enjoy special zones where you can perfect your dance moves on the ice and inexplicable objects like a 2-meter-high guitar. If you're cold, you're offered a pair of heat-generating valenki, the traditional Russian winter footwear, to warm up cold feet after a winter walk. Speaker F.
The Chistyy Prudy Pond is an ice rink too, with two skating zones for children and adults and one for hockey. It's free to skate here and the atmosphere is quiet, very different from the popular central tourist rinks. It is a naturally frozen open-air skating rink which starts functioning when the winter cold sets in and operates around the clock depending on the weather conditions. If you get cold or hungry, you can visit one of the numerous cozy cafes and restaurants located nearby.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.